From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's Election Day, finally. We're going to take a look in a few minutes at some of the ballot questions across the country.
But first, let's get to the main event. Republicans poised to pick up seats in the House, where they already have the majority with 233 seats compared to the Democrats' 199. The GOP could also take control of the Senate if they pick up 6 seats in the 36 Senate races on the ballot today. Governorships are also on the line in 36 states. Right now, there are 21 Democratic governors and 29 Republican governors in this country. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us from Washington to take a look at all of this on this election day. Mara, welcome back.
Good to be here.
And is there an overall national picture here, or are these just individual races around the country?
Well, there is an overall national picture, and the picture is that in the second term midterm, in the sixth year of a president's term, generally his party suffers in the midterm. And I don't think this is going to be any exception. The president's approval rating is low, or hovering around 40-41%. The map this year is that Senate races are mostly in red states that Mitt Romney won. So this is a very tough map and a tough electoral environment for Democrats.
And yet a lot of these races are very close.
Yes, more races than usual are too close to call on Election Day.
What races are you going to be watching tonight as the results roll in?
Well, I'm going to be watching for some early indicators. When the polls close in North Carolina and New Hampshire, that's at 7 and 8 o'clock, and also in Kentucky, if the Democrats lose North Carolina and New Hampshire, that's Jean Shaheen and Kay Hagan, if those incumbents are defeated, I think it's a sign that this will be a very bad night for Democrats. Remember, Republicans only need 6 net seats to pick up to get the majority. Kentucky is where Mitch McConnell, the minority leader who wants to be the majority leader, is running for re-election. He looks like he's put that race away, but that would be an indication, if he lost, that the Republican sweep will not be so robust.
What about undecided voters? Are there any undecided voters at this point in a midterm election, or are the voters who are going to turn out more the base voters?
Well, there have been very few undecided voters all along. It's not just today. This has not been a persuasion election. This has been a turnout election. Both parties have been focused on getting their core supporters to the polls. And that's where they use what's called the ground game or their field operations, all that data and analytics and all the algorithms that tell the volunteers what houses to knock on and what social media to use to get which voters. And traditionally, Democrats have been better at this. They certainly have been better at it in presidential elections. But this year, Republicans spent hundreds of millions of dollars catching up in field operations. And Republicans have an easier time historically getting their core voters out in a midterm because their coalition is older, whiter, more rural, more married, more habitual voters. Democrats have a coalition of single women, young people, minorities who tend to not show up in the midterm, so they had a much, much tougher job. They were basically pushing a rock uphill when it comes to turn out the vote.
All right, let's talk about somebody else who has not really shown up during these midterms, and that would be President Obama. You said in one of your recent reports that it's like he's been in the witness protection program during the campaign. Not a lot of candidates have wanted to campaign with him. Is that typical, though, for a second-term president at this point in his term in office?
Yes, it really is. And don't forget, this battleground is made up of red states. If his approval rating is around 40 nationally, it's in the 30s in these states. So he doesn't want to go anywhere where he might hurt a Democrat rather than help them. So he has been confining his travel to blue states and to making robocalls to key constituencies like African-American voters. But that is pretty typical. Don't forget, every president elected twice since World War II who had a Senate majority to lose has lost it in a second term midterm. So Republicans have a very easy job this year. Their basic message is Obama bad. And then they add in Ebola and ISIS for good measure.
Uh-huh. And as we said, Mara, there are also 36 races for governor today. I just want to ask you about the races for governor that we haven't been talking about all along because there are a lot of tight races. But there are also some races where one candidate or another seems to be headed to a big victory. I'm thinking of people like Jerry Brown in California, who's been up by a lot in recent polls, and John Kasich in Ohio, who's been a Republican who's been up by a lot in recent polls there. How are these candidates able to get around this anti-incumbent mood?
Well, Jerry Brown is running in a blue state. John Kasich has governed with some early missteps where he moved a little too far to the right. He has governed as a relatively centrist Republican. Ohio is a very important swing state. Of course, California is almost a lock for Democrats. But there's a couple other races, governor's races, that I am watching. Florida, where the race is way too close to call. Charlie Crist, former Republican governor, now running as a Democrat against the incumbent Republican Rick Scott. That race has been tied. Florida is a very important state, obviously, in presidential elections. And also Wisconsin, where Scott Walker would like to get another term because he wants to run for president in 2016.
And if he loses this race in Wisconsin, is that a done deal?
His hopes are dashed for the future. That's correct.
All right. Well, Mara, we will be listening tonight as the coverage continues of Election 2014 on NPR News. NPR National Political Correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.